Late last summer, the Pioneer Fire in the Boise National Forest was the largest wildfire in the American West. It burned for more than 4 months and consumed almost 200,000 acres. Now, some are scouring the charred ground for our gourmet treasure, the morel mushroom. For KBSX, Monica Goki reports.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, a thick morning haze slowly gives way to daylight. In an area of the Pioneer burn designated for commercial morel picking, charred trees dot the forest. The ground is a mix of black ash and new plant life. Californian Song Lee walks through the forest, eyes downcast. He and his picking partner spread out from each other, but stay in touch over walkie-talkies, speaking their native language of Hmong. Minutes go by without a single mushroom. And then... Lee uses his knife to clear some of the pine needles covering the mushroom. Then he cuts the morel at its trunk and plunks it into his bucket. The mushrooms are smaller than Lee had hoped.
No.
Too small.
Yeah, too small.
Nearby, Lee points to a small cluster of tiny white stumps.
You see somebody pick out this one?
Even though it's the first day the Pioneer Burn is officially open to commercial morel harvesters, someone has been here before, and they've taken all the big mushrooms. Morels are a culinary delicacy. They're nearly impossible to cultivate, so each spring, foragers like Lee take to the woods to harvest the wild mushrooms. Lee drove to Idaho from Oregon, where he was picking morels in another burn area at lower elevation. He was hoping to hit big in the Pioneer and has spent nearly a month scouting good mushroom spots before the season officially opened June 1st. Morels are one of the more lucrative quarries for professional foragers. Aaron Campbell of South Central Washington is another picker banking on the Pioneer.
You know, this is big. When these burns come, this is like you make your money for the year in these burns, you know.
And by changing crops and picking what's in season, Campbell can make a living as a forager year-round.
I'll, you know, start up north and work my way down south for the winter, and then when spring comes, back up north, you know, and just keep making the loop on the mushroom circuit.
And do you like the lifestyle?
I do, you know, it's a pretty free lifestyle. You go where you want, work when you want.
Mushrooms are a big part of Campbell's income.
Yellow chanterelles, white chanterelles, Masatakis, cauliflower,
chaga, yellow feet, black trumpets. But he also depends on berries and greens like fiddlehead ferns and miner's lettuce to round out his year. Like Lee, Campbell says picking in the Pioneer Burn hasn't been as profitable as he hoped.
I know what good mushroom ground is and should be, and it's here, but there's just huge portions of the burn that are closed, and then they cram all the pickers into these little tiny areas, and just the amount of pickers overwhelms. The mushrooms can't keep up with us.
To manage pickers here, the Forest Service set up specific zones for personal use pickers and commercial harvesters. But most of the burn area is open to neither. Campbell says that's unusual in his experience, as is the $300 price tag for a permit. Loman District Ranger John Kidd says they set the picking zones based on access and safety.
We looked at road access and elevation and where we thought people would have the best chance of getting mushrooms.
As for the permit...
You know, we set that price based on the market. To you and I, it seems like a lot of money, but if they're getting $10 a pound for mushrooms and they're picking, it doesn't take very many pounds to make up $300.
Kidd's office is saddled with a major restoration process. They have plans to reseed, plant trees, restore riparian areas to prevent erosion, log salvage, remove deadfall that's blocking the roads. The list goes on. Mushrooms, he adds, are a very small part of their workload right now.
We would have preferred not having a mushroom season, but, you know, we knew it was coming, so we did the best we could to prepare for it.
After nearly an hour of picking the first day of the season, things are finally looking up for Song Lee.
Nobody pick a look like that one, right?
Oh, wow!
Nobody pick, right?
More than a dozen large, plump morels stare back at us. The person who picked this area before Lee missed these.
I got it, right? Good spot, right?
Yeah, good.
I like it.
So this is good. You'll make money.
Yeah, a little bit today. I'm lucky, right?
At the end of each day, Lee will drive his harvest over to Idaho City or Loman, where a commercial buyer looks over his haul and pays him by the pound. $10 a pound is roughly the going rate, but it fluctuates based on how many morels pickers are bringing in and the quality of the mushrooms. Lee needs to make a couple $100 a day for the trip to be worth it for him. If the morels keep up, Lee says he'll stay on in the Pioneer for the entire 30-day picking window. After that, he'll point his truck west and start after the season's next prize, huckleberries. Reporting from Loman, I'm Monica Goki.